And it's time to return again to that calm and collected trance in which you are able to tap into the resources of your unconscious mind. So give the breath a push. And when you're ready to experience the full effect of the exercise, allow yourself to go deeper and deeper down into the trance. And the muscles of the face begin to smooth. And the posture assumes a resourceful position. And the mind becomes aware of its vital goals. Because achieving what you want is not always easy. And the challenge you have begun to undertake is a formidable one. So do not underestimate what it takes for success. But neither should you underestimate your own powers and the resources that are now available to you. And among your resources is a very wise part of you. The part of you that knows what you really want. That wants the best for you. The part of you that wants you to be happy and successful. Now, some people call this their inner guide or their guardian angel. But I call it your true compass because it always points to your true goals. And this is a very powerful tool. But most people don't know anything about it. They don't even know that they have it. So listen closely, because I'm going to tell you how to use your true compass to change your life. And after you have heard what I am about to tell you, you will return to the world of your everyday life. And you will perform the way you intend to perform. And it will be easy. And you will be grateful that success is coming to you so effortlessly. But every now and then you will encounter a crisis, a high-risk situation, and you will have to make a decision about whether to follow the path of greatest advantage or yield in the direction of least resistance. And your future will depend on the choice that you make at that moment of decision. And so, to help you make the right choice at that crucial moment, you will utilize your true compass, your inner guide, by asking yourself and waiting for an answer. Who am I? And where am I going? And what is the direction of greatest advantage for me? And then you will see which way the compass points. Now there is one more thing you have to do, and this is the hard part. Don't look back. Instead, look to your goals. Consider the benefits of success and the penalties of failure. Then follow your path of greatest advantage for yourself and for what you stand for. And Providence will be good to you and will give you many opportunities to practice using your true compass. And each time you consult it, by taking a few moments to remind yourself of what you really want, and to visualize the benefits of success or the penalties of failure, your true compass, your inner guide, will point you toward the path of greatest advantage, so that you can receive the benefits and advantages of a fit and healthy body and a calm and confident mind Just let yourself drift deeper and deeper down into the trance. So calm, so peaceful, and so at ease. And in your heart of hearts, you know the truth. It is you who chooses the path that you take at each moment of decision. And as you sit here in this calm and collected state of mind, you may wonder how your future will unfold for you and how it will feel to utilize your true compass. Those choice points that you encounter along the path that lies ahead.